Welcome to The Wrong Heroes, an improv comedy story of three misfit adventurers enduring the pain of a world full of idiots. Join me, Jim, Alex, Kylie and Neil on this dumb adventure. Horsalariums, calming music and floating troughs. What more could a horse ask for? However, Gabriel and our heroes have stepped foot in a very dangerous part of the city. What's going to happen now? Let's find out in episode 23 of The Wrong Heroes. If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/thewrongheroes to find out more. You recognize these two females?
Oh no!
Oh no.
Nothing has given me less confidence in the world. Francis recognizes these two people.
Are they the cousins?
They are.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Are they cousins? So oh, yeah, no. You're led up to these two women and then the two white hoods that were talking to them sort of move at the side. And the guy who brought you in, he goes, "Oh, I've got us a little visitor. He's looking for a priest." And they all start laughing. They all start laughing at me. And then one of the females looks at you. She's not wearing a white hood, she's wearing a blue hood. And it's sort of like down around her neck. She's got like kind of long black hair. She kind of looks a little bit like Francis in that they had the same sort of skin tone and the kind of like big mouth. That they both share, but she's actually pretty rather than hideously ugly. No offense, Francis.
No, none taken. This is the truth.
She goes, "Hello, my name is Sophia. Nice to meet you. So you're looking for a priest? Yes? See? Let's take a look at you then." And then she's like, basically casts a sort of like light spell that's not a light spell, and then sort of hovers it around you just to see. You're a pretty boy. You're a pretty little boy, aren't you?
I look prettier without the hunch and the fish eyes.
Well, I can see past all of that. So what do you want?
This
is dangerous, you know, coming here asking for
priests. But I was sent here by someone who apparently hadn't got news from this city for a fucking while. Who told me that someone could work in Gribble in the Temple of Desumina could help get rid of the corruption, you know?
They'll spit on the ground.
And I've got that reaction a lot. But look, if you can get rid of this corruption, I'd be really, really grateful.
She looks to the other female, she goes, "What do you think, Daniela? Do you think we should help him?" And she looks and goes, "Well, maybe. Depends what he's good for." And they both laugh to each other. "What you good at, little boy?"
I can do a bit of magic and...
magic! It's like clapping. Show us something. We love magic here.
Well, this is a new one that I've been working on, and I kind of make a motion like I'm grabbing a sword out of my belt, despite there's nothing there. And as I do, I cast Flame Blade and conjure a flaming scimitar.
Ooh, they start clapping. Oh, he's really good.
Do we need to roll for corruption on that?
No, because that's just one that I can do. It's not an attack. But it acts like a weapon. I can roll for it if you want it.
I don't know how magic works. Glad I've been waiting for you to cast a spell.
Yeah.
To do this, for some reason, it doesn't feel the same. Just to cast that spell.
Okay, I do it.
Like you don't need to roll for corruption.
Oh, I just kind of.
You don't even need to roll for it to work. It just works.
Ta-da!
It's pretty good. You need to show this at some time.
Up on the roof, because I can't hear what is going on. I can only see.
Roll All me I see a is Gabriel. Roll. Roll me.
Well, I've already did that perception.
And you've
before.
Already done the roll, so you can hear their conversation.
Oh, that's fine. Because otherwise, yeah. I just see Gabriel pull out a flaming sword. I'd be like, oh, my, go time. Go, go, go.
It's just like, anvil, anvil,
anvil.
I mean, the other things I can do, I can turn myself into an animal. Like, just not magically, just curse.
Well, that's pretty good. I like it. And then Sophia continues on. She looks, as that was Daniela talking about, they sound very similar. Not because I'm bad at voices. So,
They are twins.
They are twins. Yeah, they are. So, yeah. You're looking for a proper priest? Yeah. Maybe you can help us then.
I suppose, I just want someone to take the corruption away. That's all. And, like, if you can do that, then I'll help you.
Oh, they both start laughing. I start laughing. We can't do that.
Do you know who can?
Well, maybe your little priest friend can. But you gotta find him first.
Well, I mean, that's what I've been trying to do.
Well, so have we. Maybe you find him. You help us find him. And then maybe you get what you want, and we get what we want.
I mean, it sounds, and no offense, ladies, but it doesn't sound like you want him for the same reason I want him. Because it sounds like I want him alive. And
everybody starts laughing.
Oh, I didn't realize that I'd entered into a comedy career. I really didn't.
You're so naive, aren't you? So ignorant to the world. Listen. The reason why these things are banned, why this scum priests aren't allowed to do their things here, because they want to control all of us. They want to take our magic away.
Okay, that sounds kind of shitty.
What do you think this place is like, this?
I assume bad upkeep.
They're laughing. They appreciate your naivety in a way.
Definitely leaning hard into it.
Daniela says, listen, you want something, we want something. You come into our territory asking for things, you're going to expect something in return.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't expecting anything for free.
Okay, listen, we know there is a contact who might know where these priests are hiding. You think these people just walk on the street? They're not allowed to. They'd be dead if they did.
I'm getting that impression.
You want to find your precious priest?
Yes.
Then you need to go and find him. We'll give you the name of a contact that is looking for these priests. He's your best bet.
Okay, all right. And, just me or can my friends help?
What friends? And then the guy who brought you in says, yeah, they had two friends with him, yeah?
Francis is on the roof, face palming, going, no, 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 no.
Who's your friends? Why didn't you bring them along? And then the guy's just like, they didn't want to come.
Yeah, I didn't want them to come because this is my problem and I didn't want them getting hurt. So.
What a shame. Who are they? Tell us a little bit about them.
Well,
vigorously shaking his head.
One of them is
actually, they might not know my current name.
One of them's a dwarf.
Yeah.
And the other one's a human. And they're very typically dwarfy and human, I'd say. I've not really spent much time with them.
They sort of look towards the guy who brought you in, and he's sort of like nods that you're telling the truth. Yes. Where are you from, little boy? You don't sound like you're from around here.
No, I'm not. I'm not really. I mean, you guys, people in the cities don't really. You're really big on names of places, and I'm just from my tribe.
What part of the world are you from?
Well, I heard the town folk, people in the nearby town, they called it Black Marsh.
Oh, you've come quite a distance.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we're going to keep our eye on you. And
great.
The man you're looking for is Isaac Bronstone.
Isaac.
You'll find him.
Bronstone?
Bronstone.
Bronstone. Okay.
Okay. So, you go find Isaac. And we're going to keep an eye on you. He's in. He's hiding up in Apple Rock. He's kind of like a little bit of a hidden gem we have over there. He's in the guard. He's in the Apple Rock gang. He keeps us. He keeps those taps on those people for us.
Okay. Thank you.
He's staying at the Atlantic Horizon Hotel.
Atlantic Horizon. Okay. Okay.
It was lovely to meet you. And she winks at you.
Thank you.
And then she sort of like gestures to for the guy to take you away.
I follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Flicking the hood back up as I go.
Oh, you're lucky. They liked you.
I imagine it would have gone worse if they didn't like me, huh?
I start on the rooftops. I start kind of like trailing back, but kind of like still kind of looking at Sophia and Danielle before kind of like a look of like, oh God, shit just got really complicated before kind of like heading back.
Thank you so much for listening to The Wrong Heroes Chaos. On Tuesday, we released a special collaboration episode with Nat1 Presents. Dive into a two-part tale about a pair of scrappy coffee vendors as they crash Agnes and Garrett's funeral and uncover a scandal in the close-knit town of Ember Grove just after the events of Francis's trial. Next Thursday, we are releasing our latest and very special addition to the story. I'll be joined by Ben, Camelia, and Millie in a new storyline called simply Order. If you want to keep up with us here at The Wrong Heroes, follow us on Twitter. And if you've enjoyed the last few episodes and want to hear more from me and the cast, sign up to patreon.com/thewrongheroes for only £1. For £1, you'll get to listen to us deep dive into episodes and maybe get to know us a little along the way. The biggest thing, you get to catch new episodes 2 days early. So once again, thank you so much for listening, and back to episode 23.
So you're led out, and basically just like
we're gonna bumping into lip,
yeah, doink. We're gonna be keeping an eye on you. All right.
Okay. I assume so.
And he just stands there with his arms folded, waiting for you to leave. Essentially,
get out. Yeah, we're going. Come on, I kind of hurry, lip. Come on, man. Let's go. Let's go find Francis.
All right. Is everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Just got to. Apparently, if I want to find the guy, I've got to go find the guy. Who knew?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah. It's all weird. She winked at me. That's weird.
There's a lot of twitching going on around here.
There is. I mean, I don't know. Okay, but I have a name. I have a guy who's actually in Apple Rock, so at least we get to go back to the non-fucked up part of this city. So that's good. Where the hell is Francis? Last I saw him, he was on the roof.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for you to get a reasonable distance away from them. And by reasonable by my paranoid standards, so like a fair amount of distance. Eventually... like a cat will screech as if disturbed, like by something jumping off, like and parkouring down a building, and then you'll see Francis kind of like emerge from like some shadows, because it's fairly late at this point, like some shadows from an alley nearby. Hola, Gabriel.
Hey, Francis. They didn't kill me. What's that?
No, I was watching. I saw.
Oh, cool.
You are very lucky.
You know what? People keep saying things like that to me. You're very lucky. You're very pretty. It's weird.
Well, I don't say those things to you.
Well, no, you don't say those things to me. I'd be concerned if you said those things to me. I'd be worried. Would I.
Yes, I mean, the woke bee would be fine with it.
Oh, yeah, the woke bee, no problem.
In theory, I don't have any problem with it. It's just not the way I swing.
Well, no, I just mean, like, you being nice to me in general just would be weird.
Well, you know, this is a... Yes, it is. No, it... That was quite the situation, I think.
And
you were very
like,
lucky to get out of there.
Didn't feel like much of a situation. I mean, they were giggling at me a lot, and that felt kind of uncomfortable. But at this point, I'm kind of used to people giggling at me.
Gabriel, what happened here? I think you were a little too naive to understand how deep a shit pool you were in.
Okay, so I went in. They want to find the priest the same as I want to find the priest, except they want to find him and probably skin him. And use his head as a display. But they know a guy that can help me find him, so maybe I go find him and, you know, he helps me and I help him not get skinned. I don't know.
Did you get the impression that they were skinners? Is this a thing that you picked up from them?
No, but generally in the tribes, like when someone wanted to make a statement, like if someone had done something like really bad, then, you know, skin them, make a statement, head on a pike, you know.
Wow. And I thought your tribe people were just really bookish, grumpy elders. Apparently they were really hardcore as well.
No, but to do something like that, you'd have to, like, kill an elder, you know, or, like, slaughter another tribe. Like, it has to be
killing elders is what I'm all about.
Yeah, can you see why I get a bit twitchy about you?
I'm not in your village. They're perfectly safe.
Sure.
From me, at least, not natural disasters or anything.
Thank you, Francis. Hadn't considered that.
On the, you know, I like to keep people's mind on the thing.
You do.
Also, I on the plus side, I was getting really worried there for a moment. You brought out like a flaming sword, which I have not seen you do, I don't think, in the past.
No, that's
and
a good one.
I was all ready to start shout. Well, I better not shout the word in case Liv gets triggered.
I was waiting for you to say it.
Yeah, and like... My subconscious caught me before I said it. I was like, Neil, no. Don't say
it. Well, no, they said they, you know, they wanted to know what I do or what I can do. So I told them I could do a bit of magic.
Oh, Gabriel, why did you... You're just show... Like, if you're playing poker, you don't just show people your hand. You keep things to your chest.
Well, yeah, but I thought if I told them, they'd help me. I didn't think they'd not help me. That sounds really stupid when I say it out loud. Yeah, no, I know. It sounds dumb.
So what else did you tell? I mean, I caught most of the conversation. I know you said you could do magic and you could turn into animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they think that is a magic thing rather than a you thing.
Probably. And they don't know what animals. So, you know, they probably think I'm, you know, they said I'm pretty. They probably think I turn into cute little things. Not big, bad, scary tigers that can rip your throat out.
No. They are too smart for that. They won't be thinking of that kind of stuff.
Cool. Okay. Well, I also told him about you guys, kind of. I said that I have friends and one's a human and one's a dwarf. They didn't really push past that. But I figured, you know, the other guy'd seen you two. It wasn't like that was a stealthy thing.
Well, that was at least smart of you, you know, intelligente. That was, you know, they won't be, you know, looking for anyone in particular. There's plenty of dwarves and humans in this place. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's only two, you know, but there's only one of each walking with me right now through their turf.
See, okay, so you need to find this priest.
Yep.
How long do you think that will take you? You know, I'm thinking maybe I step back from this one. I don't get too involved. I just
gotta go back to the hotel
and wait.
You probably could. I mean, the guy's in Apple Rock. He's a guard staying at the Atlantic Horizon.
Another hotel.
Yeah, another hotel. So
hotel
maybe...
inspectors.
No, Francis, not hotel inspectors. Never hotel inspectors. This guy, I don't want him dead. I don't even know his age. I should have asked if he was old.
No, you were right to get out of there as quickly as you did. You don't want to spend any time with them.
Okay, they were nice enough, apart from the giggling and the winking.
When people giggle and wink at you in that way, that is usually a bad sign.
Okay, I will definitely keep that in mind.
Did you not think that people giggling and like laughing as a group with you like surrounding you was a bad thing?
Francis, it immediately look at me. A lot of people have sense. Been giggling at me recently, okay?
Because you look like a hunchback fish-eyed freak, not because of anything you're doing.
Firstly, ow, pry. Second of
all... Oh, you're lying. Very good pun.
Oh my God, Francis. You know what? You go stay in the hotel. I will go and find this Isaac Braunstone guy who can hopefully help me find the priest. Maybe. Because apparently priests don't walk about in the street. Which is weird because I've seen lots of priests walk in the streets. But not these ones.
No, well, on the plus side, you did not get any corruption from when you pulled out your flaming sword. So things are looking on the up.
Yeah, that was weird. It didn't feel like normal. It felt easier. Warm. No, not to me. To other people, when I smack them with it, sure, but not me. No, I mean, it felt like effortless. Like there was no risk involved. Like I could just do it.
That is the last thing I want to hear. When people are using magic and they get the feeling that there's no risk involved. There is always risk involved.
Sure, to other people, but, you know, I'll take what I can get if it means that it's not going to give me, like, I don't know, fucking 10 arms or something. That's always nice.
That'd be pretty good, I think.
I have to change my name to Cali. Look, all I know is, you know, I just want to look normal again, Francis, okay?
See, and we would also like you to look normal, so you stop drawing attention to us as a group, mm-hmm. which would also mean you stop drawing attention to me, which is primarily what I want.
Exactly. So I don't know why you're bitching so much. If these guys can help me, why are you so against that?
I'm not against the idea of you finding a priest. It just...
But they told
like,
me
I'm
how
a bad
to
person.
Him.
I know bad people. These are very bad people.
I don't know how you could tell that from all the way up on a roof.
They were giggling at you in a group. What more information do I need? They have a
oh,
gag.
Come on.
All right.
I grew up in a fucking tribe with 4 siblings. You think I'm not used to people sitting around in a group and giggling at me for no apparent reason?
Yes, all right. I also come from a large family. But listen, it's not just that, all right? They have a gang, all right? The moment I thought I mentioned the notion of getting the Aworth boys on side, you were like, oh, no, you can't do that. It's a bad thing, all right?
Look. I was fine. I was always going to be fine. If shit had gone down, I'd have just made myself super small and run the fuck away. It would have been fine. I promise, Francis, I'm not quite as helpless and stupid as I look.
Yes, and I promise you, Gabriel, you are not really comprehending the situation, but fine. Okay, we don't need to dwell on that. We are out of it. They haven't noticed us. Let us just move on. We can't do anything now. It's the evening. Nothing will be happening in the night.
Yeah, no, I suppose go and rest. That would be...
Head back to the, what was it, the Ocean Crown?
Yeah, the Ocean Crown. You're in the far room, number 10.
Why am I in the far room?
Because Welby is a snorer and a sleep talker.
Oh, no, I don't want that. No, no,
yeah,
no.
And we want him alive, no. And I wanted you far, far away from him. So.
Oh, no, that triggers my sleep stabbing. I would not like that at all.
Exactly. That's why you're in the room, number 10, Lipson, number 12, and me and Welby are in 14.
Don't give him the number. Just tell him, show him where it is.
I was about to say, I've been waiting for us to go back to the hotel.
You're like, oh, 12, 1 and 2 is 3. Oh,
no. Yeah, no, don't worry. We'll escort him there and hopefully... You know,
we shouldn't have to escort the warlock to his room because he doesn't understand numbers.
I don't want him disturbing Welby if Welby's asleep, frankly. I don't think I could deal with him talking, let alone anything else.
See, well, and there's not much more we can do in the evening, so I say we head back to the hotel. We check that Welby has not managed to either escape the room or blow himself up with magic or, you know, attract any mm-hmm. undue attention to magic.
Yeah, good idea.
It's true. Don't trust any of those doors.
True words were never spoken, Lip, I swear.
Don't trust those doors. That is the mantra you want to hang above your heart.
It's better than fuck the elderly.
It seems to be your
I never talked about fucking. Listen, I don't have a problem if it's two informed consenting adults. It is fine. The woke bee and I have spoken about it. I have only ever stabbed an elderly.
It's late. I'm tired. Let's just get back to the fucking hotel, please.
See, let us hope that Senor Welby is still alive.
As we're walking back, I'm just going to be looking around, kind of just seeing if I can spot anyone following us out from the place.
You notice a few catching sort of glimpses, but nothing solid.
I don't really have this guy, so I'm just popping my collar.
Okay. So you head back to the Ocean Crown. It's obviously still open. It's getting late at this point. So as you come in, the hotelier, you don't know the name of, it looks at you and goes, "Oh, did you sort your problems out?"
No. Apparently, you ask someone and they say, "Oh, you got to go find him." Yes, that's what I'm doing. And yeah, it's...
Well, best of luck for tomorrow then. So,
thank you.
We'll be shutting the doors in about 10 minutes. So if you wanted to get anything else, I suggest you go out and do it now.
No, I'm just going to go and escort my friend to his room.
All right.
Escort the dwarf to the room.
Well, have a good evening, and hopefully you'll be able to find what you're looking for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Right, well, I guess buenas noches, Gabriel, and buenas noches, Liv. I will, I'm going to stay down here and have a chat with this hombre first before I head in to sleep.
Okay. Don't do. Just walking up the stairs, just looking at you. I can see you. I'm watching you.
See, when they're out of it, I'll turn to the landlord, bartender, whatever position you hold.
All of them.
All of the above.
Yeah.
So, I need you to tell me about the gangs in this area, as far as you understand them. In particular, well, I need you to tell me about the gang which is headed by Sophia and Danielle.
I'm not too sure what I can tell about them, to be honest. If you were, like I said, I'm only been here for a few years, so.
Right. Yes.
I know the names and I know where to avoid. You know, me wife is from here. But all I know is you've got the priests, the ones in the white hoods. You know, they're probably the most dangerous. But you know, you live in the Apple Rock, and it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable because you know the Apple Rock gang they do a good job, you know, cleaning up the streets.
See, so we got the priests.
Yeah. Well, if you head out to the outskirts, near Edbridge and the Seven Barrows, you've got the Shore Gang. But you know, they don't really come into the city. That they wouldn't. I don't think they're not got too much sort of sway in the city walls. But you know that I warned your friend there about the about certain places and some docks. You know, it's a new estate and they're trying their best. But you know, you're gonna have some infighting and things like that.
See, just random gang fights on the street. I know how it is.
Yeah, but you know, it's they're trying there. But I like I said, I don't know too much about the details, except for I can tell you some Apple Rock information. But even then, I'm still a little bit in the dark about.
It's all right. I don't expect you to have any local knowledge after spending 2 years running a business here. I'm just going to go to bed.
You just say that.
All
to
right.
Him.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to bed.
Okay, good night.
Gracias, sí, sí. Buenas noches. Adiós. Hasta luego.
Okay.
No, hasta mañana.
Gabriel, you get into your room and Welby is fast asleep.
Is he snoring?
No, he's hit that point where he's in a deep slumber. So cool. He's not snoring.
I'll just take off the jacket, kind of roll it into a pillow, just curl up on the floor. I'm used to floor sleeping. It does not bother me.
Okay. So you go to sleep. Lip, anything you want to do before you head down for the night?
No. Actually, can I go over to the gentleman who runs the bar?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming this is going to take place before Gabriel's gone to bed because I need to find my room. go over and just be like, it's come to my attention that my wife may not be, as I feared, dead. I don't suppose you may have seen anyone who looks particularly dwarfish and paladin-y and red of air.
Way to open a conversation. I just kept not, to my not attention lately, that my wife may not be dead.
Not lately, no. Sorry, mate. I can't help you on that.
Oh.
But you know, there's a lot of establishments, and it depends when she came round here, to be honest. I mean, if it's been in the last 2 years, then, you know, maybe. But even then, I'd have to look through my ledgers. What's her name?
Mira.
And a last name?
Lenton.
Mira Lenton. Right. Let me have a look through my ledger, and I'll get back to you. How does that sound?
Appreciate it.
Hold on. And he sort of thinks to himself a little bit, like he's trying to remember where the furthest back he could find. Have you got any idea when she was here last?
Not a clue. Right.
Was it a year? Is it 2 years? Is it five? You know, obviously my records only go back 2 years.
I have.
So
if I'm honest, I have no idea if she's even been here, but I've got to start somewhere. And I mean, you're the closest somewhere.
No, I understand. But you know, if you were like, you know, last time she was here was at least a year ago, it gives me at least a starting point. But you know, I don't want to be trawling through 2 years of information trying to find someone. I don't have much time for that. But you know, if you were like, she was here around 6 months ago or a year and a half, then you know, I could at least narrow down the search and look for, you know, a certain time. And you know, my lad's pretty good at, you know, the reading thing, so he'd be able to probably scan through it quite quickly. But you know, an estimate would be appreciated.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. She didn't particularly tell me where she was going and when, but anything, let's say in the last 6 months, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Like I said, I'll have a look for you, but there's no guarantee, of course. Is there anything else I can get for you?
No, you're all right. I'm pretty beat. I might also head off.
All right, good night then, son.
And to you.
It looks like a pretty little Gabriel is dealing with some beautiful but dangerous customers with Daniela and me. Let's hope he finds what he's looking for. Well, you'll find out, maybe, in The Wrong Heroes, episode 24.